First up, this Monday, April 25th, North Korea fired a ballistic missile from a submarine on Saturday. It's the latest in a series of missile and nuclear tests that the secretive communist nation has conducted this year. Ballistic missiles fly in an arc toward their targets. U.S. officials say this one appears to have flown into the sea. But firing a missile from a submarine is significant because other countries can't see exactly where the launch points are. South Korea called the launch a threat. U.S. officials say it broke international law. France called for more global penalties on North Korea. So why is it pushing forward with its military programs?
North Korea is claiming an eye-opening success with its ballistic missile launch from a submarine this weekend. Photos published on state-run media show the launch with Kim Jong-un. They say it was ordered and guided by the leader and has significantly bolstered the Navy's capabilities. Now, experts around the world will be poring over these photos to see what kind of information they can glean from them. Photos published last year by the North showing this type of launch were widely assumed to have been doctored. South Korea's foreign ministry has condemned the launch, saying that they had warned if the North continued with these so-called provocations, they would go back to the United Nations Security Council and push for even stronger sanctions. The US has also condemned the launch, one official though saying it was provocative but did not cause a threat to the US. However, one other US official did say, quote, "It shows North Korea's sub-launch capability has gone from a joke to something very serious."
Up next, a growing threat to the global banana industry. It's called Panama disease or Fusarium wilt. It's caused by a fungus that can stay in soil for decades, and it specifically affects the Cavendish banana. That's the kind most of us are used to eating. The United Nations says Panama disease is one of the world's most destructive banana diseases. The Cavendish used to be resistant to it, but a new strain of the disease has already destroyed the banana industry in parts of Asia, and it's spread to Australia, Africa, and the Middle East. A plant pathologist says it's most threatening to growers and families in the developing world who depend on the banana industry. Panama disease hasn't hit Latin America yet. That's the region that produces most of the bananas for North America and Europe. But if it does, the available types and prices of bananas could change in the years ahead.